Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long. And joining me to talk about the BYU Cougars in our team preview for this college football kickoff. We're so close to the season. It's just getting more and more exciting. So we're talking about as many of the amazing teams as we can. And, of course, bringing those to you this Monday morning is our resident host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, bro?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? I've had another great team preview today. We've done a few of them so far. We're going to be doing a lot more each and every single week, trying to get you, the fans, as many college football teams as we possibly can imagine before the season kicks off, because that's just what we do here. We try to give the fans, we please them, we let them know, hey, this is what your team is going to do. And Jeremiah, did you know if the fans want us to move their team up faster, they can always put it in the comments. Just a suggestion, everyone.
Yeah, you know, and that is so true. You know, we love our BYU Cougars fans. Thank you so much for watching the show. And to the rest of our audience, if there is a team that you want to see before the beginning, because we can't cover them all, but we want to cover as many as possible, no matter the size of the school, no matter the reputation. We're not just going to talk about the Alabamas of the world. We want to talk about every amazing team. There are incredible players who will be drafted in the next few years into the NFL, and we want to make sure we're highlighting you and your fandom. So, just like Logan said, just drop in the comments and let us know. Send us a message over on LinkedIn, on the Facebook, on YouTube, over on our website, and just drop us a line and let us know that you'd love to see your team. And thank you so much for watching and listening to the podcast. Well, Mr. Landers, BYU, they have been having some interesting, good seasons. We want to see where they're going to go. They've got some really awesome challenges ahead. What do we have to look forward to?
Well, I mean, people said last year that this is going to be a team who's going to be in rebuilding mode. We all know their star quarterback, Zach Wilson, right? He got drafted. He left the team, went to the Jets, is doing his thing there, trying to get them turned around. So they thought last year, 2021, was going to be a bit of a rough year. Uh-uh, it was not. They had a really good year once again. 10-3 overall record, finished 19th overall in the AP polls, and they unfortunately lost a heartbreaking game in their bowl game, the Independence Bowl, to UAB 31-28. So even though you lost your bowl game, still a very good season. And it's going to be interesting because this is the last season that BYU is going to be in the Independent Conference before they make a move on over and see what they can do in the big leagues, right? In some of the more well-known divisions. It's going to be fun to see in the Big 12. In 23, so it's going to be fun to see. This their last year, so you know they're going to end it with a bang. But let's talk more about this team and what I like about them. So looking at their offense, right, it wasn't the most explosive in the world, but it got the job done. Very consistent. They were moving the chains left and right. They didn't make too many big mistakes, not that many turnovers, and they finished last year 17th in the nation overall and 29th in terms of scoring. So pretty good overall, but they've gotten even better. The O-line might be one of the best in not just the school's, you know, last 5-10 years, but maybe their program's history, perhaps. I mean, these people, they're talking about this team, the film, they're all thinking this is going to be a very good offensive line. You have guards Blake Freeland and also Blake Barrington on the left side. Those guys should just be knocking dudes out, trying to get to the quarterback. And they're already one of the best teams when it comes to pass protection. And I think they're going to get even better with those two. They got Oregon transfer Kingsley Sumatia, who's probably going to be a future NFL starter. So he made a great switch over to BYU, get some more playing time and whatnot. He'll be starting at right tackle. And also, like I said, Even though they don't have Tyler Allgeier to block for anymore, the running game is still going to be good, though. You got Cal transfer Christopher Brooks coming in. He's going to be an instant starter, instant lock, 215-pound vet. You have some Lapina Kanoda can add some work here in the backfield. So I think they're going to be just fine when it comes to the running game. And for their quarterback, you have Jaren Hall, who is on the verge potentially of being a very special player in college and potentially in the NFL. He's not a Zach Wilson in terms of the stats, but he is improving as a passer. He threw for 2,583 yards last season with 20 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions. Not too shabby, if I do say so myself. So he is on the right track to get even better this year. Could potentially eclipse 3,000 yards and maybe get 25 to 30 touchdowns and keep the picks down. Hey, I mean, I'd say keep an eye on this kid. Like I said, you got backup Baylor Romney. He left, so he's going to be going on to a new career. But you do have Gunnar Romney, who's coming back, along with Puka Nukua. And the backfield, in case anything ever happens to Hall, you never know. But those guys are solid backups, threw for about 1,400 yards combined and 9 scores. So they are reliable backups, which you need, especially in college. And looking at the tight end core, you got Isaac Rex and Dallin Halker. Both those guys are just ball hawks. They can go up there and grab it with the best of them. So the offense is going to be fun to watch this year. I am super excited to see how BYU is going to do offensively this year, and I'm expecting them to really look good. Let's talk more about this team, their defense, right? It was the weak point a little bit last year, right? They struggled. They struggled some last year on defense, so it's got to get a little bit better. They allowed 388 yards and 25 points a game on average, so you got to clean that up if you want to get an even better record. And if you want to really get things going, and if you want to, you know, get some more turnovers and whatnot. So I think they need to work on that. Like I said, they only left over 500 yards twice last year. So that's not too bad, but you're still allowing, you know, 300, 400 yards. That's still not going to get it done, especially in the big game. Like I said, they lost their bowl game. They gave up a good bit of points. So you got to clean up your defense. But let's talk about who is going to really help them out. So you've got some really good players here, right? It starts with getting your healthy guys coming back. And that's going to be your linebacking core where they are stacked. Peyton Wilger and Keenan Peely are coming back after they were hurt last year. Both those probably should combine to about over 100 tackles. So I'm looking for them to have a good season. And plus, you get 2021's leading tackler, Ben Bywater, who's coming back. And also the second leading tackler, Max Tooley, who plays a little bit of a hybrid role. And I mean, hey, these guys are going to be tackling machines, I think. And then the pass rush, getting to the quarterback, it's got to improve. Last year, they only generated 20 sacks in total and 64 tackles for loss. That's not going to get it done anywhere you look on any football level. And only 3 players on that core registered more than a sack and a half. So they got to get things more diversified. They have to get more players getting to the quarterback. You have Tyler Beatty coming back, who led the team last year, right, with only 3.5 sacks. But, hey, he's still a team leader. But they do have some good size, some good depth, and they should have a good rotation of young players getting things going. As for the secondary, right, the corners and in the safety position, you have Caleb Hayes and D'Angelo Mandel. They're coming back. Those two are going to be locked down, I think. And plus, the safeties they have are good. They're diverse. They know what to do. They're versatile players. And they got a lot to play with, I think, coming up in 22. So I think that this team is really looking to just come out one more time in the independents and have a tremendous season. Like I said, I think that as long as they can clean up their defense, I think they'll be fine. They're returning 18 of the 22 starters on offense. So that's really going to help out. I think that the Cougars are set for a good season this year in 22. And let's look at their schedule real quick and see who all they're facing and how things are going to shake out for them this upcoming season. All right, so let's get it here. We got their schedule pulled up. Up first, they've got the USF Bulls, the Baylor Bears, the Oregon Ducks, the Wyoming Cowboys, the Utah State Aggies, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, October the 8th, the Arkansas Razorbacks, the Liberty Flames, the East Carolina Pirates, the Boise State Broncos, then they're off for a bye week. Then they come back with the Utah Tech Trailblazers and the Stanford Cardinal football program. So they've got a pretty tough schedule with some good teams in there. Of course, you've got Arkansas, who's an SEC, who had a really good year last year. Notre Dame as well. They're always a threat to look out for. Oregon, I mean, they're always a good program. Baylor's on the rise too. And Stanford also. So they've got a few tough matchups. So it's going to be testing to see how this team can do in their last season. I expect them to have another solid season, get to a bowl game. And I expect pretty much a similar season to last year, just a 10-plus win season and get into a bowl game against whoever. And, hey, if they could end their independent conference career as their history with a bang of winning a championship or an independent championship or winning just a bowl game, I call that a success. And like I said, we'll see how they can do. Their last year is an independent for moving on to the Big 12 next year in 2023.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Man, that's going to be huge. So this is a really transitional year for them. They really get to get their legs under them and see what's coming down the line. And yeah, it's going to be really exciting to see. And you know, I think that everyone's very proud of them for moving, you know, to these bigger kind of areas and to be facing some really tough competition. So, you know, shout out to them for pushing themselves into that next level. Shout out to some of the great players coming out of this camp, and definitely shout out to the fans. So thank you so much for that, Logan Landers. And everybody who's watching, we want to hear from you. The BYU Cougars, what do you think will happen in this season? We'd love to hear from you. Put it into the comments. And if you're listening to the podcast, first off, thank you. But if you're not listening to the podcast, come join us. 100 Yards of Football, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including over on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon, Google, the Apple App Store. You can download it for your podcast there and listen to it there. And then one of my favorites is also Spotify, which I listen to all the time. So you can listen anywhere that you listen to the podcast. We have over 1,000 episodes of our podcast, and we just love bringing you incredible episodes every single week, pretty much every day on the podcast. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that preview of the BYU Cougars in our college football team preview for 2022. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and this is 100 Yards of Football. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.